With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tens of thousands of Israelis going to the streets in an outpouring of grief and anger today after six more hostages found dead in Gaza. Demonstrators calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal to bring the remaining captives home. Israel's largest trade union also calling for a general strike Monday. In the meantime, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton telling NBC's Meet the Press today the Biden administration was wrong to put limits on the Israeli military crackdown in Gaza.
If we had simply backed Israel to the hilt from October 7th, this war would probably be over. We probably would have found many more hostages alive, and there would have been fewer civilian casualties caused by Hamas's infliction of those civilian casualties on its own people. But at every turn, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have put more pressure on Israel than they have on Iran and Hamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, trouble in Paris, French politics deadlocked since an early parliamentary election in July. It ended without a party with an outright majority in the National Assembly. Leaders of France's main liberal coalition have accused President Macron of denying democracy.
Macron rejected the new Popular Front's candidate to form a new government following July's inconclusive election. Macron rejected their nominee for prime minister by saying his decision to deny a new Popular Front-led government is aimed at ensuring institutional stability. The French president has the sole power to name the prime minister according to the Constitution.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting big changes could be coming to Japan, the government they're attempting to coax more people as well as a number of large companies to adopt a four-day work week. This is SRN News. Yet another major company abandons the LGBT agenda.
Lowe's, the giant home improvement chain, says it will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, the leading LGBT pressure group in the country. Officials with Lowe's also say they will no longer sponsor gay pride parades. This is just the latest case of a big retailer responding to backlash from a growing number of Americans who want the places they shop to stay neutral when it comes to politics and such hot-button cultural issues as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court clearing the way for Florida to enforce a ban on so-called gender-affirming care for youngsters. The decision blocks a lower court order against the ban while the matter is appealed. The law prohibits children from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, even if they do have their parents' permission. This is SRN News. A new report from Columbia University's Anti-Semitism Task Force describes a very hostile climate for Jewish students.
The report released Friday also recommends university-wide training and better reporting measures. The report comes days before the start of a new school year and in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that shook the Ivy League school in the spring. The task force heard from Jewish students who described being ostracized from student groups and subjected to harassment. The report also recommends broadening the definition of anti-Semitism and the ways it can manifest. Keith Peters reporting.
California lawmakers approving a host of proposals on AI, the bills aimed at regulating the industry, combating deep fakes, and protecting workers from exploitation by the rapidly evolving technology. The governor says he will eventually sign that bill. More details at SRNnews.com.